The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah, the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And there is something greater here than Jonah. At the judgment, the queen of the south will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Christ speaks of signs in today's gospel, something that points to a deeper and greater reality than what is immediately available to the senses. The church is a sign. All of her sacraments are signs. And this is even readily apparent in all of our theology. But what else might we find that points to a greater reality than what we can perceive with our senses? Are the things around us, perhaps, that even point to God as the greatest reality? Maybe not as proof, but as a sign. Sign pointing to him. There are three things that immediately jump to mind. Truth, beauty, and goodness. All three of these things are called transcendentals, point to a greater reality than themselves. And each one of them very specifically points to the greatest reality, God. I'll leave it to you to meditate or study on most of them, but I do want to touch on one in particular, and that's beauty. I want to point out how briefly before we begin the rest of our day, because this is the easiest thing to spot and to reflect on, and it's good for our spiritual life. When we look out on a sunrise or sunset, when we stop and very literally smell the flowers, when we see the beauty in the trees and the birds that fly in the air, when we look upon the beauty even of this church, the altar, the architecture, the chalice, the vestments, man-made beauty, natural beauty, when we take a walk in the park, when we go for a hike, when we see the great vistas that God has given us, there's beauty there, and each one points to a greater reality. Everything that we have around us points to God. But it's on us to perceive it, to pay attention enough to be able to understand what it is these creatures are telling us, because they too shout from the mountaintops that God is real and he is with us. My brothers and sisters, these are the signs that God gives us each and every day. We have to be mindful of them. We have to pay attention to the littleness of the flower and the greatness of the tree, for all of these signs also point the way to God.